From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio from BBC Studios in London this week. President Trump has reportedly soured on his top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, and may not, after all, nominate him to become the new Federal Reserve chair early next year. This according to the Wall Street Journal today. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has been following the Fed leadership story. Sabri, what are we hearing?
Gary Cohn made the mistake, according to the Journal, of criticizing the president's comments after violent clashes in Charlottesville. You'll remember the president seemed to offer moral equivalence between Nazi white supremacists and counter-protesters. So now Cohn appears to be out of the running for the Fed chair. Who might the president pick instead? There's a long list of names, including the current Fed chair, Janet Yellen. A new president almost always keeps the incoming Fed chair for the sake of stability and minimizing political influence over the Fed. But it's anyone's guess what President Trump decides to do. The president has a huge opportunity now to shape the Fed. This week, Vice Chair Stanley Fischer said he's stepping down. So out of the seven governors on the Fed's board, there are four upcoming vacancies. And how the president fills them will determine not just monetary policy, but a whole array of bank regulatory policy, too.
Sabri in New York, thank you.